mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. Today is the last Sunday of the church year. Since the 5th century, the Christian church has followed the church year calendar to remind ourselves that we are people set apart by Christ Jesus. The secular world follows their own calendar, oriented around a civic and favorite made-up holidays. The church calendar is oriented around the life of Christ. When a Christian event shows up on the secular calendar, the way we have it now, to be politically correct, we have to rename the holiday so it has no Christian reference. But there are other holidays on the secular calendar, and in good Christian freedom, you are free to celebrate them. Enjoy family and friends and celebrate New Year's and 4th of July, Mother's Day, Father's Day, and what have you. But while following the church year, instead of celebrating things that the world holds so dear, this calendar shapes our lives around the Christian story. The story begins next week, the first Sunday in Advent, as we, with anticipation, await the coming of a Savior. The church calendar, again, ends today. As Christians await those most anticipated words from their Savior, when they hear Jesus say, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." For the last few weeks, as our church calendar has been drawing to a close, our gospel texts have been focusing on the end times. 2 weeks ago, in the parable of the virgins, we heard that the foolish in faith will be shut outside of the marriage feast. Last week, in the parable of the talents, we heard that those who do not recognize the generosity of the master and are not good stewards of his blessings will be cast out into the outer darkness. But today, our gospel reaches the climax of the Christian life. Judgment Day. Judgment Day, it sounds like a scary thing. Many people fear that day. You won't find this particular day on your secular calendar, even though the world loves to talk about how the world will end, be it global warming, a nuclear holocaust, or even a rogue asteroid I saw on the internet the other day. They have so many different ways that they believe that the world might end, but they won't believe and confess what our Lord has revealed to us in Scripture that the last day will be like. On that day, the one who spoke creation into existence will come again to settle accounts with all mankind. For those who believe in Christ Jesus, Judgment Day holds no fear. As a matter of fact, it's a day we anxiously await. It's not as if we're waiting on the judge or the jury to come out and pronounce the verdict. Those who are in Christ already know what that verdict is. We already know what's going to happen. Jesus was going to gather all his people to himself. But first, he's going to gather all of the living and the dead and separate between the faithful and the unfaithful. All people, living and dead, from all times and all places, he will separate people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats, and he will place the sheep on his right, but the goats on his left. You recognize you are a sheep. Sheep are true believers in Christ Jesus. The goats are the hypocrites, those who have refused faith in the Savior. The faithful sheep will be vindicated. They will be proclaimed not guilty and welcomed into heaven. The unbelievers, however, they will be declared guilty and condemned to eternal damnation. The natural question that always goes through our mind, whether we are Lutheran or not, as we discussed in Bible study this morning, it's natural. Which one am I? Am I a sheep or am I a goat? Have I done enough to be considered a sheep? Or have I dropped the ball? Have I not done all the good works that I should have? Well, I'm here to tell you this morning that if you are depending on your good works and your deeds to earn your salvation, you've not only dropped the ball, but you've missed the boat. If you're counting on being rewarded based upon what you have earned, you're going to be sorely disappointed. You see, on the last day, you will be left standing with the goats. You might think you've done a good job. You might think you've done enough good works. But your works, my works, everyone's works, they are imperfect. They do not reach the bar that God demands. They are nothing more than filthy rags. Now, you might be thinking, but Pastor, you just read the text. Didn't Jesus just say that if we do all of these things, we will be counted among the goats or among the sheep? But notice in the text, Jesus separates the sheep from the goats before he says one word about what you have done for the least of these, before he mentions a single deed. It is only then, after the sheep and goats are separated, that he brings up works and deeds. And another interesting thing, both the sheep and the goats, they are unaware of Jesus hiding in the person of neighbor, hiding in the person of the least of these. Now, it's common sense. We would expect the goats to be surprised. The goats saying, "Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not minister to you?" Sure, if they would have known it was Jesus, of course they would have rolled out the red carpet and done all kinds of good works for him. But it wouldn't have been for the love of Jesus, because the unbeliever does works when it is going to turn around and serve their own self-interests. They usually only do things when it will work to their advantage. But as I said, the faithful sheep are surprised also. They were completely unaware that the presence of Jesus was hidden in neighbor. The whole time, the sheep were just merely living out their Christian vocation. They're not doing works and deeds for their benefit. They're doing their works and deeds for the love of their neighbor. Living out Christian vocation in Jesus' name for the sake of the gospel. They're oblivious to what's going on. They're oblivious to the connection that their works and the connection between their works and their righteousness comes through faith in God. Jesus, the king in the story, has to explain it to them that this is what has happened. They're serving neighbor for the sake of their neighbor out of Christian love. Serving neighbor because they love neighbor, not because they suspect that Jesus is hiding somewhere in the details. Today, we hear much about social justice warriors. People who are out there doing their good deeds for Jesus. Some of them say that this is Jesus' work, but it's our hands that are doing the work. We're out raking leaves for the elderly and cleaning windows and painting and building houses. All these things we're doing for Jesus. Well, yes, these are good works, as long as they're being done for the good of neighbor, not working for Jesus. Because as we've argued or discussed seriously for the last several weeks in Bible study, while these things appear good to you and I, if they're not done out of the love for neighbor, our Heavenly Father will not remember those deeds. Jesus doesn't need your works, but your neighbor does. Brothers and sisters, in baptism, God has made you his own child. By means of word and sacrament, he has kept you, he has brought you into the faith and continues to keep you in the one true Christian faith. And on Judgment Day, the good news is those in Christ Jesus will not be rewarded what they have earned. They will be rewarded with what Christ Jesus has earned on their behalf. Your eternal reward is not based upon your actions. It's based upon the actions of Christ Jesus, who willingly went to the cross and laid down his life in your behalf. You're declared a righteous sheep because of faith in the one who died for you, by grace through faith, for the sake of Jesus. The difference between the sheep and the goats, it's the difference between faith and unbelief. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. No matter how hard you try, no matter how many things you do, the faithful receive what has always been theirs, promised from before the foundations of the world. They are blessed by the Father. So, as faithful sheep, have you dropped the ball on occasion? Well, of course you have. As a faithful sheep, have you left things undone and done things you shouldn't have? Well, of course you have. But the difference is faith in the God-man Christ Jesus, who bled for you to cover your sins with his righteousness. He went to Calvary's cross to secure your forgiveness of sins and your salvation, salvation for all who believe. Now, to be sure, as faithful sheep, as we discussed earlier today, Jesus expects you to act like his children. He expects his sheep to take care of their neighbor, serve those in need. But they don't do it for their salvation. They don't do it because Jesus is hidden somewhere in neighbor, but they do it out of love for their neighbor. Jesus says, "When you have done all that you were commanded, say, 'We are unworthy servants. We have only done what was our duty.'" On the last day of the church year, and every other day of the year for that matter, as faithful, forgiven sheep of the Good Shepherd, you can anxiously look forward to Judgment Day, the last day, the coming of Christ in the clouds in all his glory. But on this side of heaven right now, Jesus is hidden. But we wait for that day when we will see him face to face, seeing him as he is. While he is hidden in your neighbor. He's hidden in the least of these, the lowly, the destitute, the person who we wouldn't even bother slowing down in our automobile next to. But Jesus is there in your neighbor. But most of all, Jesus comes hidden in his word. He comes hidden in the holy waters of baptism, and he comes hidden in his body and blood in the Lord's Supper. He comes in these places to save you. He comes in these places to be your Savior, to rescue from sin, death, and the threat of the devil, and lead you into everlasting life. Judgment Day will be an exciting day. You will meet your Savior face to face. You will see him as he is, as he looks at you and says, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.